This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by the guys from Marvelous Quarrel. I don't even know what they want to talk about tonight. That's fine. We'll go with it. We're going to go with it. But first, we're going to go to Dearbornistan, Michigan. There, a lawyer says that law enforcement conducted a political witch hunt after his clients were arrested for carrying firearms into a police station. I'll give you my analysis of this after I tell you about this. First of all, you got Brandon Vreeland, 40, and James Baker, 24. They were arrested February 5th after the younger one, clad with a black ski mask, walked into the police department with a short-barreled rifle strapped to his chest, a semi-automatic pistol tied to his waist. Mr. Vreeland left his gun in the car so he could videotape the encounter as an experiment to see if the people would respect the Second Amendment rights of the U.S. Constitution. Both have previously said they are legal gun owners and that Michigan laws allow them to carry their weapon openly, including in a police station. The men allege that police knew of their arrival because of a fake Facebook account that was used to track their activities. Officers reportedly had their guns drawn before Baker and Vreeland reached the precinct. After the discovery, it was very clear that the Dearbornistan police knew that they were coming, knew who they were, and planned the ambush. The ambush, said attorney Nicholas Somberg, who represents Vreeland, according to the Detroit Free Press. It's not that they were reacting to a situation they thought was going to be violent. They actually knew it was not violent, knew who they were, and just wanted to teach these guys a lesson. The police and the two men essentially got in a standoff as the officers with guns out yelled at the men to drop their weapons. Put it on the ground or you are dead. I will shoot you. I will put a round in you. What the H is the matter with you? You can hear that being screamed in the video. Somberg alleges that not only did his client and his associate do nothing illegal, but the police were acting in a wrongful manner. Says the documents show that police created a Facebook profile with the name Olivia and scanned the publicly posted conversations on the social media platform. My clients have other activist friends, he said. They have a whole network, so they're just screenshotting everybody. However, Tom Lambert, the president of Michigan Open Carry, a gun rights advocacy group, says he does not condone the actions of Vreeland and Baker and that the police handled the situation appropriately. He said, let us be clear, Michigan Open Carry, Inc. is in no way supports the actions of these individuals. It is our belief that their actions were reckless and primarily designed to draw attention and a response. Vreeland was charged with carrying a concealed weapon, assaulting slash resisting slash obstructing a police officer, and disturbing the peace. Baker was charged with two counts of carrying a concealed weapon and one count of brandishing firearms in public. Vreeland said after posting $1,500 bond, we audit police to see how well they honor the Constitution and people's rights. We showcase police abuse and abuse of police power and in the totalitarian police state that we live in. police use of social media as a law enforcement tool is growing and is now quite common. The FBI and the data analysis company reportedly have a contract that allows the agency to scan Twitter users more rapidly and efficiently. Facebook recently added clarification to its platform policies to more clearly explain that developers cannot use data obtained from us to provide tools that are used for surveillance. Felt the need to update its guidelines due to public concerns that law enforcement is acquiring hordes of people's personal information from third parties that work with the social media company. A government report released in August showed that the ATF illegally stockpiles gun owners' personal information. Okay. I think it is outrageously lucky but that both of these yahoos are alive to talk this smack they're talking. I don't know how they got a lawyer to represent them. We'll ask Sean about this come Wednesday. If you walk into a police department, and I don't care how cold it is, and you are not in a uniform with a badge on, and you have a weapon hanging from, you have two weapons hanging from you, it doesn't matter if you've got a whole camera crew there. And who is this Vreeland, and what's this other cat's name? What's this other Yahoo's name? What is his name? Where is he? Baker. Who are they to audit anyone? That being said, I mean, I guess I need to get with somebody. I need to get with my friend Dan Kay, or maybe if Rick is up to it, find out what the law is in Michigan regarding the open carry of firearms. I'm almost certain that they don't allow you to carry into a police station. I don't know. I'll tell you that right up front. I don't know, but I would be surprised if they do. There's a reason you don't have that. Especially with police. I mean, aren't they the ones getting targeted and assassinated out there? Has everybody forgotten about that? Trump being elected president, I mean, that hasn't changed history. Are these guys supposed to say, oh, well, now it's President Trump. Here we are in Detroit. Everything is safe. Yeah. Is that what's supposed to happen? And let me ask you another question. I've come up against one of these groups before. Listen, if you're going to get out there and plot the end of government or whatever, why the hell would you put a Facebook page up about it and then complain that people are monitoring it? Huh? Why? If you're going to get out there and say, we plan to welcome the police station to the police station day, weapons out and open carried to audit their response and for affirmation of our constitutional rights. And they see that. Well, they might be waiting on you. This is one of these things where, people will. I've got nothing wrong. If open carry is the law of the land, okay, do it. But if you're going to walk up on somebody to deliberately provoke them to see what they're going to do, how are they supposed to know where that stops? You guys, these two cats right here, I mean, and the ambush, it's called an ambush. Look how they're trying to hijack the language to where everybody believes that these guys are roughed up. I'm surprised they're still breathing. It would have to be really, really chilly outside coming in with a ski mask to keep somebody from getting shot when they come in into a police station where they have weapons strapped across their chest. So, close but no cigar, I guess. Close but no cigar. Not going to work. Not biting on that one. Dearborn has got more problems than the police department. Dearborn is like a jihadi Islamic enclave now. And you've got these two yahoos running around to audit the police department. Okay. Go find another police department to audit. Maybe one where they've actually done something. I don't know. Oh, great.
ATC Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ATC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ATC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, today, well, I'd gotten word last week from them, and today, the Agency Arms Urban Glock 20 came back, the 10mm variant. This is really nice. The weight reduction on this is ridiculous. The balance on this is ridiculous. Cannot wait to get it out there and put a few rounds down range with it. I've got some regular target loads, which are normally like 180 grain rounds. And I'm going to get some Underwood Extreme Penetrators, which will be 140 grain. They'll take off and hit with like, 1,500 feet per second or something like that, and hit at 700 foot-pounds of pressure or something. A very extreme punch. Just to see how the gun runs, and I expect it's going to run beautifully. But that's coming up. That is coming up. Now, the advent of the poly striker pistol, like the Glock, has brought more with them, and it has brought... Along the way, everybody's got one now, so you have a veritable galaxy of pistols to choose from for home defense, service use, or concealed carry. And they all come with a short to medium length single action trigger pull. Now, for a more discerning shooter, okay, there's some people that are scared to death of a striker-fired gun because they want to see something else besides that. They want a harder pull, or they want a safety, or they want a longer pull, or a heavier pull. Now, for people like me, if there's any grit, there's a lot of long travel, and I like a 4-pound trigger pull. Anything else beyond that is something that I'm looking to change. Some people accuse me of being a little unrealistic with that, and that's fine, but... I'm not a competitor, but I believe competitive technique and competitive technology works its way down the chain to where we get it, to where we can accept it. So, there's some people that want to see a double action only trigger in a carry gun, though. For some reason, a carry gun cannot be configured the same as, say, a high-end or higher-end gun, a gun that is designed to be manipulated based upon the way the gun is going to handle. One of the reasons that some people like a harder trigger pull is they see that to be a guard against accidental discharges. Now, the problem with that point is because that's why the New York Police Department has the New York trigger. They have the 12-pound trigger and the 4-pound gun. They felt like a longer trigger, heavier trigger pull would keep them. Because in the beginning, a lot of guys were shooting themselves with their Glocks because they put their fingers on the trigger and pull the trigger. Now, Glocks have something called a passive trigger safety, and they are perfectly safe. And you have to be mindful of this, and you just have to know not to put your finger on the trigger. The gun's drop safe, so you're not going to have an accidental discharge, a negligent discharge. As long as you have a good concealed carry holster and a adequate trigger guard protection, everything's going to be fine. But when you're not paying close enough attention to what you're doing, that is where the problem is going to lay. So a lot of people seem to want to take and get the longer, harder pull of a double action trigger as another hedge against, an accidental pull of the trigger. Even if, this is their supposition, even if snagged by a piece of clothing, or if trigger discipline is broken for a moment, that would prevent a negligent discharge from happening. So in other words, a short travel trigger that pulls with 5 or fewer pounds of force could be pulled inadvertently, but an 8-pound or greater trigger is far less susceptible. A harder trigger pull all but guarantees that a pistol is only going to fire because somebody meant for it to. Revolver fans also point to the double-action revolvers, one of the most negligent discharge-proof guns around for precisely that reason. Because a double-action revolver trigger often has a trigger pull in the 10 to 14-pound range, which means it only goes bang when you mean it. Okay, that's fine, I guess. Likewise, a single-action discharge will only happen deliberately as you have to manually cock the pistol first. There's also the possibility of an accidental discharge while drawing your gun, which is just as dangerous as an accidental discharge while holstering or handling a gun. When revolvers were the standard in law enforcement, some officers would actually have to have the spur cut off of the hammer, essentially making their service weapon double action only. With both circumstances in mind, double action only autos have also been deployed for a number of departments nationwide. So that notion clearly has some merit. However, there's a problem there. Double action means the trigger pull is the same. And as we have seen with the New York Police Department, where they're pulling the triggers of a 12-pound trigger pull, they miss. That's very important. If you're not training with that trigger all the time, which law enforcement doesn't have that luxury, these cops, if they're going out and training outside of the police department, they're doing it on their own dime. That can get sort of expensive. And in New York, I mean, like with the NYPD, I don't know where they would go to train except at a New York Police Department range, but training and learning where to stick your finger, your trigger finger, is a very simple thing, but it is a crucial thing. Your poly striker pistol is not unsafe. As a matter of fact, it's as safe as it can be engineered. If you learn a little trigger discipline, that will take you a long way. But there are some of you out there that believe the harder trigger pull is what the way to go, and that's fine. I would say to you, however, what does your target look like when you're shooting in a combat situation? Not where you're taking measured shots, but where you've got to empty those 5 or 6 shots at a target as you're pulling back. What does that target look like? So bear that in mind as you're looking around and trying to decide what you're going to, what's going to be the carry gun. When we get back, we're going to look at some judges. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Mark Levin, he wrote in Men in Black that judges are appointed for life because they're not politicians, and because they're not politicians, they're not directly accountable to the people and are not subject to elections. That is exactly why the judiciary is supposed to, they're supposed to have neither force nor will over political and social issues. It is exactly why they were given the fewest tools to effect change and no tools to enforce their opinions. However, a recent comment from an Ohio federal judge is a pretty good example of how this constitutional arrangement has been flipped on its head. Recently, Ohio enacted a new law permitting holders of concealed carry license to possess a firearm in their private vehicle parked in a company parking lot or on a school campus. Now, obviously, state politicians of all walks of life and ideology have weighed in pro or con on the merits of the law, and included among them, publicly commenting on it, was senior U.S. District Court Judge Walter H. Rice. In an interview with Military.com, he said that federal courthouses are exempt from this law. He said, federal installation is not bound by the state law, except in certain situations, which I don't think are relevant. My opinion is that it is not applicable to federal facilities unless the federal installation decides to adopt that portion of the law. What I said applies to the parking lot as well. Now, no one debates the merits of a federal judge publicly issuing an opinion on a controversial law outside of the context of a legitimate case withstanding before the courts. But Judge Rice went a step further. He said, I think open carry and concealed carry laws, with all due deference to the Second Amendment, which I support, are dangerous to any community because of the epidemic of mental health issues throughout this country. Putting guns in the hands of mentally incompetent people is a recipe for disaster. Now, starting out, if we put aside his random conflation of mental illness and the right to carry, that is very disturbing coming from a federal judge. Now, Judge Rice has a First Amendment right, like anyone else, to speak his mind. He's allowed to express political opposition to right to carry laws, even if his opposition is refuted by the Second Amendment, which absolutely applies to carrying outside the home. But those comments reveal a broader problem with much of the federal bench. They are a bunch of political leftists like any other group of liberals in a legislature, except we erroneously accord them sole and final status as arbiters of the Constitution. Yet they don't stand for re-election like state legislators do and can codify their feelings into law with no check or balance. And that's exactly what happened. Judges in Hawaii and Maryland officially created an affirmative right for all 7.2 billion people in the world to immigrate and get standing in court to overturn the Constitution, the Social Compact, the Social Contract, 200 years of case law, numerous statutes, common sense, and Article 2, presidential power over foreign affairs. Unlike members of any other branch, their personal feelings become the law of the land under this erroneous conception of the judiciary. One district judge, which is an institution created by Congress, can now apparently stand above Congress and issue a nationwide injunction on national sovereignty. Now, the concept of judicial review does not support judicial supremacy. The construct of a judiciary as a, you know, it's a council of revision. Or it doesn't make it a council of revision. It affirms the Constitution as supreme over all branches and dictates that the other stronger branches must certainly adhere to the Constitution when the judiciary does not. So, rather than getting out there and worrying about what's coming down the road with the replacement for Obamacare, Trump needs to be immediately reforming the role of the federal judiciary, beginning with the lower courts. Because right now we're facing a tyranny even King George could never have fathomed. These judges, they only have the authority given to them. They serve at the convenience and at the pleasure of the government. I don't know exactly what would have to happen in order to remove one of them, but we need to start removing them. Now, right now, there's some talk in Congress about splitting up the Ninth Circuit. They most certainly should split up the Ninth Circuit. And having the justices from the Ninth Circuit there to testify as to why they shouldn't be split up, that's a little stupid. That's like having the guy decide, having the serial killer decide in his penalty phase what his ultimate penalty that he faces is. We no longer have the luxury of sitting back and saying, well, you know, things have changed and we've got to do it from the... Yes, I think we need to start working on education, which is what DeVos is there for and everything. But there's some things that we can't just slow walk. And these are the things that we got to go for right now. And he needs to step in there. Trump does. And he needs to start firing some judges. He needs to find a way to fire them and then start firing them. Impeaching them, removing their charter, their commission, their title, whatever it is. They need to go. Because these guys, Look, everything that Trump has done so far has been within his authority to do. And by letting the judiciary stop him, this is not and not doing something about it, that's not good. He's got to get in there and mix it up with them, just like he does the press, just like he does everybody else, just like he does on Twitter. He's got to get in there and mix it up with the judiciary and say, look, you guys don't even cite statutes that I am citing when I sign these executive orders. So I'm really curious as to how you think. The other thing he could do, the other thing that he could do is do it anyway. Because no matter what else has happened as far as the way we perceive the judiciary has no method to enforce anything they rule on except our intentions, our goodwill. So that's what they're trying to regulate is our goodwill. So the other thing he could do is just do what he wants to do anyway, just instruct, pull all of his department heads in place and say, listen, from here on out, we're going to do what I set up to do. If we get, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to declare a state of emergency or something. And you know, this is what the liberals do. How do you think the SAFE Act came into play? A state of emergency was declared. We got to put the globalists in a hurt locker and get some things going. In a really quick fashion. I'd like to see that in a really fast movement on this, if we could. Coming up next, we're going to talk about, well, my favorite guy, Bernie Sanders. Some of the stuff he's out there talking. And then just because it's ridiculous, this is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Bernie Sanders is a man who owns three homes. And when he finally gave up the ghost on trying to seek the Democratic presidential nomination, he went out and bought a $600,000 vacation home. Yesterday, he took to Twitter to criticize Americans because we're a nation that worships wealth rather than caring for the poor. He says, on Twitter, we are living in a nation that worships wealth more than caring for the poor. I don't think that is the nation we should be living in. Really? Pot, meat, kettle? Maybe? Is this what we got going on? I just find it interesting. This is a guy who paid a 13.5% tax rate. Some of the options he was given on Twitter, since he decided to put it out there on Twitter. Maybe you should pay your fair share, possibly sell one of your three homes and give money to charity. Another person said, I don't think we should live in a country where you can say this while having three houses and pay a lower tax rate than I do. Somebody else said, sell all you have and use the money to care for the poor. I have faith in you, Bernie. You can do it. Another one says the man who owns three homes, one of which costs over $600,000. I'm guessing you have homeless people you're housing. Do as I say, not as I do. Sometimes you have to sit out there and bow to the absurd. But the absurdity of Sanders claiming to we worship wealth while he lives like a king, that's just too nice a target to pass up. Just, you know, even more amazing, it's probable that Sanders was unaware of his own hypocrisy when he sent out that tweet. It never crossed his mind that people would conclude he worships wealth because he has three homes. He considers himself above all that money grubbing. He deserves what he's got because his more moral, you know, he is and more high-minded and just better than the rest of us. But, you know, this is, we live in a world right now where the liberals complain that Trump is in denial of reality. In other news, and this is an interesting quandary. It doesn't mean that we can't do something with it, but it certainly is out there. But Democratic Representative Henry Cuellar says that 30 countries are refusing to take deported criminal illegal aliens back, and he wants the U.S. government to force their cooperation. Now, I am all for that. Now, there's already a law on the books that the U.S. could stop issuing visas to citizens of those countries until they change their policy. Cuellar told Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, in an interview, "We're not enforcing it, and that's amazing. So now my intent is to go back to our Committee on Appropriations and affect their funding until they do that." Cuellar is a Democratic member of the House Committee on Appropriations. He told Atkinson that the Supreme Court has ruled that illegal immigrants arrested for criminal activity can only be held for a certain period of time before they must be released. "That means you're releasing criminals into our streets because these countries refuse to take back those criminal aliens, and that's wrong. And especially, I think it's even worse that this is already on the books and we're still issuing business tourist visas and student visas to countries that refuse to take back their criminal aliens. And that's wrong, and we're hoping to change that." Cuellar is apparently, he sounds like a pretty lucid fellow, pretty good guy. He's not afraid to break with some of his party leadership on immigration issues. He's not been that way in the past. He was known as one of Obama's fiercest critics on illegal immigration. He's teamed up with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn in 2014 to help pass a bill that would speed up the deportation of unaccompanied minors. His stance disappointed his fellow Democrats, including Scary Harry Reid. "There are many foreign countries that refuse to retake illegal immigrants convicted of crimes, according to the congressman, including Vietnam, Cuba, and China." Cuellar said that diplomacy plays a factor in the government's refusal to enforce the law, as the Department of State and other federal agencies do not want to upset foreign partners. But for Cuellar, diplomacy is no excuse to put American lives in danger. This guy needs to switch parties, doesn't he? He said, "My response is, but we can upset our constituents, we can upset our way of life, and that we have here by allowing these criminals to be released." And basically the response from the State Department is because they have to work with the State Department and Homeland Security. And the State Department, with all due respect, was focused on diplomacy. "Other nations are used to the lax attitude of the Obama administration toward deportations and do not see a reason to change their policies. As long as the U.S. continues business as usual in the face of their defiance, nothing's going to change." I can certainly understand that most countries would be reluctant to allow a convicted felon back into their country. We saw the same thing with inmates from Guantanamo Bay. What nation in their right mind is going to welcome one of those guys back home? Even Muslim countries were reluctant to take Gitmo prisoners. But after a deportation, an order is issued for a criminal illegal alien, it is no longer America's problem. I think we should just stop the visa program. What do you think? There are those that say, this would be a big inconvenience for these countries. Yeah, so? Big deal. I'm waiting to see if the Trump administration decides to pick up that ball that's on the deck and run with it. Let's make America great, right? Let's push that. Let's push that. So on the one hand, we have one Democrat who's actually a socialist. It's alarming to me that the Democratic Party was so close to electing a confirmed socialist as their nominee. That's alarming to me. And the fact that he's, you know, right after all that was done, when he, all of you Sanders supporters out there, I wonder if you're still smarting from that, because, you know, it was going to be till the very end, till the bitter end, and then all of a sudden he's like, I have to support Hillary. And then he bought a $600,000 vacation house. The master socialist. Let's give everybody a free education, free health care, free this, free that. We can pay for it by taxing this. Well, you know, Senator, when you look at that, if you actually tax it, it won't cover that. No, no, no. You just don't know how to do the numbers. That's communism. Communism works. We just haven't done it yet. Once we, the Democrats, take it and run it, it'll be fine. Communism will then work. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Then on the other hand, you got this guy, Cuellar, and he is just coming out swinging. And I swear, Mr. Cuellar, please, why don't you? I mean, consider becoming a Republican. Because your party sure is not down with your playbook. They should be. If your party was down with this playbook, we'd be in a much better place. But no, they're not that way. They are not that way. Now, coming up next, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Steve D'Andrilli, Roger Katz, the Arbalest Quarrel, or just Arbalest Quarrel, not the Arbalest Quarrel, but Arbalest Quarrel. And we're going to talk about all manner of things that they've been looking at. They have been publishing articles left, right, and center, and I haven't been able to keep up with it. So it's going to be a surprise for me, too. But at the bottom of each podcast today, when you go, if for those of you that are going to download the podcast, is a link to go and to enter the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. And as a very happy Nighthawk custom owner, go enter. Go enter. Somebody's going to win this gun on April the 30th, and I would like for it to be one of the ninjas. I would like one of the ninjas to get in there and win this gun. And if whoever wins it is a ninja, I want to hear about it. So, go.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.